Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Amen. There is absolutely no way you would understand grace without the preaching. No way. And the Bible tells us that he has exalted his word even above his name. And the reason that that distinction is made is because you can't know the name without the word. It is the revealer. It is the one that he said that his word he sent, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto he has sent it. Praise the Lord. And that was God's choice. It wasn't any preacher's choice. It was God's choice to save them that believe. And you can't believe except there be a premise for your belief. And you can't have that premise without the structure of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And so that's why that by his word, he created. That's why the Bible starts with, and God said. Praise the Lord. He said, amen. And that's where all things came into existence. Worlds are formed and framed by the word of God. Praise the Lord. He still creates through his word. Amen. Now, one of the Psalms said, create within me a clean heart, a right spirit. You still have to have the Creator's touch. You can't do that yourself. You have to have the touch that comes from God, and that touch is a word touch. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am once again so honored to be here. Again, I appreciate the invitation. Brother Cowan, and again, I want the Lord to have his way here in every one of these services. Praise God. The responsibility is not all just on the preacher when it comes to us obtaining what God would have for us. That when a Israelite brought a sacrifice, he brought that bullock for an offering to the Lord, that the priest did nothing until that there was the movement of the one that is bringing the sacrifice. He must lean upon it. He had to put his weight on that sacrifice, signifying that this sacrifice would be in his stead, that it is going to be purposely given for me. Praise the Lord. And that leaning upon the sacrifice, you know, that old song, leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise the Lord. It doesn't show weakness to lean on God. It shows weakness not to lean on him. Praise the Lord. And so here we'd like to lean on him tonight as we go to the word of the Lord. Psalms chapter 27. I am, I guess what you call old school. I'm old, no doubt about that. Don't know how much school there is, but I am kind of set in my ways. But I can only attempt to preach that which I kind of feel that God has directed me to preach. I've never been an occasion preacher. You can have Mother's Day and Father's Day and all that. Sometimes when I pastored, I might have felt to preach on a subject about mothers or fathers or whatever, but not always. because that, again, God knows exactly what is transpiring in your life. He knows the not only the individuality of the people in this church, but the corporate unity, the overall body here. Amen. And God knows exactly what is needed. It's just our feeble attempts, and that is the best that we can do, but it also it takes God to somehow bring that into our hearts and lives. Praise the Lord. Psalms 27, and reading at verse 12, Psalms 27 and verse 12. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise God. My title here tonight, or my objective, that's what the title's about, may not make a whole lot of sense right at the moment, but by the help and grace of God, before we're through here, hope it makes perfect sense. But I want to talk to you here tonight about spiritual punctuation. Spiritual punctuation. Praise God. Let's read these verses just one more time. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, I know that you are the answer, not a answer, but the answer for every situation of our lives. You are beautiful for situation. God, whatever that situation may be, you are the perfect answer for them all. In this place tonight, you know the hearts, you know the minds, you know the motives, you know every intent of every heart. And I know, God, that it is your will that you would minister according to the need in this place as we give you the praise and glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Don't be misled by my title here tonight. This is not really going to be a lesson on grammar. Not really. It's like the teacher told the little boy, and she told him, "You have a very poor grammar." And he said, "I know, but it's just because Gramps won't hold a job." And grammar. But grammar is important. It's vitally important, really, when it comes down to it, just in the sense of English grammar. It's important there. It's amazing how punctuation can change a sentence. How it can completely transform it by punctuation. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the Bible in the Hebrew was written without any punctuation. Matter of fact, everything just flowed together, and there was no punctuation marks in it. And so the translators had to apply punctuation at the correct and convenient place. But you take a sentence, for instance, that just says this. This is a sentence. A woman without her man is nothing. That makes sense. And all you gentlemen ought to be able to say amen. A woman without her man is nothing. Well, let's add a little punctuation to it. A woman, colon, without her, comma, man is nothing. A woman, without her, man is nothing. Same words, exact same words, but a complete different meaning. Praise the Lord. And if you and you ladies, I think, would appreciate the punctuation in the second rendering. Same words, but totally different meaning. And again, I'm not so much dwelling on English grammar here tonight and punctuation, but there's also punctuation in spiritual things. And if we get the punctuation wrong, then we get the spiritual sentence wrong. We sometimes end up with the wrong meaning if you don't get the spiritual punctuation right. In this reading that I had read, again, if you had missed the punctuation in Psalms 27 and verse 13 there, in the midst of this anxiety and this trouble, if it had just been, I had fainted, and if it was period, I had fainted, then that means that's it. That's the end. That's what a period means. It means stop, end of the sentence. It means that's the end of the statement. That means there's no more to come. That means that that's the complete, a complete sentence. Ending with a period, that this is what it states, this is what it says, and the period says that for that sentence, that is a complete rendered sentence, that means everything that you can get out of it. I had fainted, period, just means that I just didn't get any further. That's the end of it. Amen. But that's not the way it is written here. It is not, I had fainted, period. It is, I've had fainted, comma, which is entirely a different thing. And that is that a period means the end of the sentence. A comma says, pause, catch your breath. There's more to come. Praise the Lord. That this is not the end of the road. This is not the end of the situation. This is not where this is going to run into a wall. It is just a time of pause. That's what that, you know, that little appears, just that black dot. But a comma is a same black dot, but the only difference is that little tail on the end of it. Amen. To give it a little bit of something that says it can move. It's something that says, don't stop here, but you do have to pause a little bit and catch your breath. Amen. That life, many times, we are so prone to put a period where God only put a comma. With situations that come into our life, we end up putting a period, but God said it's not a period, it's a comma. Keep on reading, keep on going, keep on trucking. It's not the end of the sentence. Amen. A period means no more, but a comma means pause. Not the end, more to come. Praise the Lord. The enemy will sometimes try to get you to put a period in life situations. That's why I'm talking about spiritual grammar here tonight. He will try for you to put a period where there was no period. I remember so well to this day when the doctor set my wife and I down and told her that she had cancer. And he wasn't giving a very good prognosis for her. Amen. And it was so easy to want to put a period in there. But thank God it wasn't a period. It was a comma. Amen. That my wife is cancer-free today. Amen. But at one time they gave her little chance at all. But God is a God who said, don't you put a period where I have put a comma. Sure, you may have to pause. Sure, you may have to catch your breath. Sure, you may have to go to your knees for a little while. But it's not the end of the sentence. I had fainted. But, comma, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. That's why he says, wait, I say on the Lord. Wait, I say on the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a word in your Bible that appears 74 times. 71 of those times is in the book of Psalms. And that is the word Selah. You ever see it?
Yes.
Selah is a musical connotation.
Yes.
It is what we call a musical rest. A pause. In its original meaning, it means pause, think, and consider is what its original Hebrew rendering really means. And the psalmist, of course, you know those are songs. That's the only musical connotation left in those songs. There's no C notes. There's no F-A-C-E. None of that is left in there. You don't know the tunes of any of those psalms. You do not know how they sang. You don't know the rhythm. Because life, you know, some of those psalms, depending on the situation in your life, determines the rhythm of it, determines how that it flows into your life and in your heart. But Selahs are still there. There are those times, and when you run into a Selah there, you'll see that whatever he's talked about, the enemies that are upon him, yet they're after my soul. Amen. They said, there's no hope for you in God. Selah. And then the next verse changes the whole situation around. Amen. In other words, this is not the end of the song. This is not the end of the verse. This is not where all this comes to a complete stop. But there's a Selah. Amen. It says, sure, you may have to cry a while. Sure, you may have to feel a little pain a while. But don't stop singing. It's not the end yet. Pause, wait, for there is more to come. Praise the Lord. You got to learn to place a Selah in some of life's trials. I don't know what some of you may be enduring or what you're going to endure. But I do know this. Man is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Praise the Lord. Just because you're living for God, that doesn't exempt you from having heartache. Doesn't exempt you from having problems. Doesn't exempt you from weeping that may endure for a night. I'm glad there ain't no period there too. Weeping may endure for a night, period. But I like that conjunction. You know, when you run into a conjunction like the word but, that's what a but is conjunction in that sentence. And when you run into it without even seeing the rest of the sentence, you know something's fixing to change. Because regardless of how terrible the first part of that sentence is, when you see that little word but, It tells you, but this fiction changed the complexion of this sentence. Amen. There's something that's fixing to change the whole story of this. It's fixing to turn it around. It's fixing to change its complexity. Amen. The weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. That yes, you may have to weep a while, but thank God there's joy coming in the morning. You just had to get through the night to get to the morning. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. That changes everything in our life. That when we begin to reach those selahs, or we begin to reach, we want to be so prone to put a period where God said it's only a comma or a selah. After you've suffered, right? After you have suffered, then shall I strengthen and establish you. Praise the Lord. Oh, I know we all want to do away with the suffering part, but that's unrealistic in living for God. Amen. That there is our part that goes along. In this life, you will suffer persecution. There's going to be trials. There's going to be tests. That's what faith is all about. Somebody said, oh, if God would just openly speak to us only out of heaven, then you realize that if that was the case, it takes away all faith. Faith is something that you got to believe in God, amen, without the transience of you having that evidence of something all along the way because of this right here. This again is your faith. This is, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is what ought to usher in faith in your life in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your troubles. This right here is what brings faith into your heart.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. You got to get the spiritual punctuation right. Because if you, like that sentence about that we began with, it changes the complete meaning of the sentence when you put the right punctuation in it. And the enemy's out to get you to miss the punctuation. Oh yeah, he's been right on your shoulder in every trial and every test ever came your way and said, you might as well give up. You might as well quit. You ain't going to come out of this one with everything going your way. God's not hearing you and all the rest of the accusation because he is an accuser of the brethren. Yes, he is. Amen. And he's actually an accuser of God. Amen. And when that he begins all those accusations, he's trying to get you to miss the punctuation of God. But a preacher that comes in your life, thank God for a pastor that preaches the word of God in your life, that gets you to see the grammar of spiritual things, that gets you to see that you don't quit, you don't wave the white flag at every failure. You may fall down and bust your nose, but don't quit. Get up and get back in the race and keep on enduring. It's a selah, not a period. Praise the Lord. How many play? It's so human of us. And as spiritual as you might become, you're still human. If you don't believe it, just take a good pinch out of yourself. Praise the Lord. I doubt there's anybody here that wakes up in the morning, clicks your heels together, and shoots sparks. We're human. And our life is not so much an even keel like this in spiritual things. It's more like this. We go into a land of hills and valleys. Yes, we do. Amen. When everything's going your way and it's peanut butter and strawberry jam, anybody can testify and say, thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But where were you when things were going the other way? You was out there with a big period. You was out there with a big, it's over with. Amen. What you ought to do, if you just don't have the energy, if you just get enough energy to push open the door and get to the house of God, because the psalmist said, I got all messed up in my thinking one time. Amen. I thought I'd wash my hands in innocency. I thought everything the rich did, they prospered in. Everything they touched turned to gold. The eyes stand out with fatness. And my feet were well. And I slipped. Amen. I got all messed up in how I was thinking. And he said, this is the way I was until I went to the house of God. And then I understood therein. If the enemy can keep you out of the word's reach, then you're going to be putting periods and believing that's the end of the sentence. When if you could have just came to church, we could put a little tail on that period and tell you it's just a comma. Well, praise the Lord. It's just, yeah, you may have to kneel on the altar a while. You may have to wipe away some salty tears every once in a while. But that's not the end of this. It's not over yet. Praise the Lord. It's not done. Praise the Lord. Like I said, I don't know where some of you may be now or where you may be tomorrow. But I can guarantee you this, that God not only speaks for the moment, he speaks for tomorrow, and he speaks for time to come. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, I don't need that. You will. You will. You will need it, because you'll be forced to the place that you will find yourself wanting to put a period. When God wants you to get to church and find out it's just a selah song, this song ain't over yet. You ain't saying the last part of this. It's just a selah says, amen, that, oh, my enemies are against me and all those things. And I had fainted unless that I had somehow seen the goodness of God. And therefore I say unto you, wait, comma, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's stand, would you please? I look back in my life and I remember so many times and places, and some of the most tragic, heart-rending moments of life, where it was almost seemed impossible to put another foot ahead of the other. And I'm not going to go into all those experiences, but just let me tell you this, that there are moments in life that will drain you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and leave you like a limp washcloth hanging over a rack. But I'm glad God said, hey, buddy, this is not the end. You just have to seal a part of this song. You just at the part where now then it's pause. Take the beat. However long that rest is. And then the song keeps on going. Praise the Lord. How about you tonight? Maybe some of you, even this night, have been facing situations that are trying to look like a big, round period mark. Praise the Lord. And that's what the enemy wants you to do, is get your punctuation spiritually all messed up. So the sentence comes out wrong. Until the what you're thinking, that's the amazing thing about people, that what we sometimes can believe in our life can be a false belief. But to you it's real because you believe it to be that way. And to break you out of that, that's why there's a thing called church. That's why there's a thing called an altar. That's why there's the moving of the Holy Ghost. How many times have I been saved as a preacher mounted a podium and began to preach? He didn't know. He didn't know my situation, but God did. And as God's man, he began to direct words that made me realize, hey, this isn't a period after all. It's a comma. Praise the Lord. And I can testify that after all these many, 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 many years of living for God, that the sealers have been there time and time again. And the song just keeps on singing. It's not the end. It's not over. It's not finished. Praise the Lord. You bow your head with me here just a moment as the pastor comes in just a moment.